This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Donald Trump with a rally in Phoenix. There were some protests. A lot of quotes coming out of this, including the president saying Democrats are obstructionist. Joining us now, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I like that. Huh? I'm doing okay. So let's talk about this this rally in Phoenix. Is this like the rallies that he's held before? Why, you know, why Phoenix? Was this on the docket, and that, and what was the reason why? Because of maybe Sheriff Arpaio? Because there was a kind of a hint that he may pardon him in the future.
I mean, ostensibly, this was going to be an immigration speech. This was going to be about building the wall. This was going to be kind of narrowly focused on that. And, yeah, we probably expected to hear a little bit about Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And, you know, what it was not billed as, but what a lot of people were expecting and did see tonight was that this was the kind of typical Trump campaign rally speech. He was throwing out a lot of red meat. He went on an extended rant against the media. He redid his remarks on Charlottesville, quoting from a piece of paper, but selectively editing out the portion where he blamed both sides for the violence. He went after Arizona's two senators without naming them by names, and then patted himself on the back for that coy little move, even though everybody in the room obviously knew exactly who he was talking about. And he also threatened to essentially let the government shut down if funding for the wall does not go through. So a lot of news that was made tonight, all of it delivered in sort of the crazy bombast that so many of us have grown used to.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because we've had some calls and people talking about the media, and, of course, there is a blame for the media, and there is confusion as to whether or not people are real reporters or based on opinion or, you know, et cetera. And even, Justin, I had somebody questioning me about you and some of your comments coming out of Washington. And he was actually a good caller, Richard from Louisville. And I tried to explain, and it's tough because the media is getting slammed. And the word media is very broad and really doesn't define, I think, what so many people do across the board. Do you feel that way?
I think it's pretty true. The sort of boundaries for what it means to be in the media now is more shaky than ever. Especially in Washington, D.C., you see this kind of schism going on where you're seeing more and more people from, very deeply partisan outlets showing up at the White House, showing up across town, oftentimes kind of, I guess, nodding and, you know, harassing and, you know, delivering statements to the rest of the reporters in the room. There have been a few incidents of that. It's sort of a very broad term. And basically the way it's been portrayed by the administration is anybody who opposes Trump is part of the mainstream media, and those who don't are the exceptions. And I think it's probably a pretty fair, description of the rule. If you call him out, if you point out the fact that statements aren't factual, you are part of the fake news industry. But if you are somebody who kind of doesn't do that or funds or whatnot, like we've seen in some, corners of the internet, then suddenly you're elevated. And I think that's a, you know, pretty disturbing trend, particularly considering how impactful this presidency has been so far and, just all the ways that this really affects people across the country.
Yeah, I always say whatever happens in Washington, it is like a tsunami ultimately. Here's somebody that's interesting to me because I think he has exercised some pretty good restraint is the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. How about what he said about North Korea? He said North Korea has had no missile launches or provocative acts since the United Nations adopted strong sanctions. So what does that mean? I think he's trying to really push diplomacy, right?
Exactly. And, you know, that's sort of a recognition of the fact that there is no good military option. That's something that people have been pretty open about, including Trump's recently departed chief strategist, Steve Bannon, who noted that really there just isn't a way to move forward on that. If you press the nuclear button, you're going to, you know, be responsible for thousands of lives being lost, you know, perhaps even millions, if you consider the resulting impact that that would have. There's obviously a, you know, threat coming from them since they do have pretty advanced nuclear capabilities at this point. And, you know, ultimately at the end of this, it really does seem like diplomacy is the way to move forward, even though, you know, again, you're kind of dealing with a regime that is far from a sane actor, I guess.
There you go. Anything else buzzing in Washington? It seems like everything, right? The monuments. There's still conversation about monuments. Vice President Mike Pence said he's against removing some of the monuments. He's saying, you know, what did he say? He said he's against removing Confederate monuments to try to erase parts of our history just in the name of some contemporary political cause. He did an interview on Fox and Friends because there obviously has been a lot of conversation about that. What's the conversation like in Washington?
Well, you know, just for your viewers, just to let people know, there are no efforts right now to, you know, strike down any of the monuments in D.C. I haven't heard any protests going on at the Jefferson Memorial, despite, you know, some of the warnings that have been coming out of certain areas. But, you know, when we get down to this, we also had today Nikki Haley weighing in on this, saying that she had spoken to Trump about this issue in private. And that's pretty significant considering that, you know, she was one of the leading actors who pushed for a lot of southern states to start removing Confederate flags. That was what she did as governor of South Carolina. That was supported by quite a few Republicans across the board who essentially said that enough was enough and, you know, people should sort of move beyond this wedge issue, something that was supported by Donald Trump at the time as well. And the fact that she spoke to the president for what I'm sure was a dissenting view, I think is a pretty interesting development in this entire conversation.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see where all these balls that are up in the air land. We say that every single time on this show. Thanks so much, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. The Trump, Donald Trump's visit to Arizona, he did talk about Arpaio. He did talk about, he didn't say the word pardon necessarily. He asked the crowd, do people like Sheriff Joe? Was Sheriff Joe doing his job? He should have had a jury. But you know what? I'll make a prediction. He's going to be just fine because he was found guilty of criminal contempt for violating a court order. He had hinted that he was considering a party say that, but he hinted about that. But there was just a big rally in Arizona. Lots of people seemingly came out for that because I looked at the size of the crowds and they were pretty big. And it's interesting. There were some protesters and there were certainly some people that were rallying there for, I think, the president as well. Kind of much of the same from what we've seen in the last couple of days and where it's love, not hate, makes America great and that kind of stuff. But just, you know, stop racism. Every, you know, our racist thugs and all these kinds of things, like all kinds of signs, every kind of sign that you can imagine, and a pretty big crowd, like I said. All right, stay with us as we traverse across this country for the headers next on ATN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, you heard Justin Duckham as he joined us at the top. Certainly, there are different points of view in this country, and thank goodness for that. And you can still see that in what I call the headers. And I talked about traversing from coast to coast. So, for example, if you were to pick up the New York Times, this is what you would see on the Times. You would see unbridled and defensive, Trump takes aim at the press, and that, of course, was a big part of the story. He defended his statements about what happened in Charlottesville and accused the dishonest media, as he said, of distorting the words. Then he talked about Joe Arpaio, hinting about the pardon, of course, and I give all the credit in the world to Arpaio, who was a guest on this show, especially in the very beginning of what he was doing many, many years ago when I first started this show, and he was a tremendous friend and came on whenever we wanted him to come on to talk about some of the horrific things that were happening in Phoenix, because we didn't get the homogenized view. We went deep. I spent time at the Border Patrol and saw for myself these crazy rape trees and things that were happening that nobody was talking about. I've said it before on this show, but you had bodies piled up in trucks, in refrigerated trucks, because there were so many people that were killed when they were coming over by the coyotes or died on the trek. They just left them. They just left them at these places in the desert. So they would be Does. They would be, you know, Jane Doe or John Smith or whoever, because they didn't know who they were, and then desperately trying to figure out how to contact their relatives in Mexico. And frankly, it was awful to see some of the things that I saw and some of the things that, I heard. And Arpaio was trying to really combat that because it was a nightmare. It really was a nightmare in Phoenix. Just even wind that clock back, not even just Phoenix, just Arizona in general. So one of the headlines would be that. Here's an interesting one. The chief of the 7th Fleet is going to be relieved of duty. So Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin is expected to be relieved of the duties officially on Wednesday, leading a fleet that has suffered 4 collisions and more than a dozen sailors' deaths this year. We just talked about the last one. So there was no way he was going to weather that storm. Something is going on, and something has to be done because you cannot have that happening with the ships and certainly missing sailors and everything that's gone on since the beginning of the year. So I don't think that's a shocker to anyone, really. And then there's Afghanistan leftover. 16 years of war in Afghanistan. They've got New York Times photographers, which actually is really mind-blowing, who shadowed the soldiers throughout this whole thing, and to see these photographs really brings it all back and puts it into perspective if you think of all the years that have gone by. And then there's a story about shifting grounds in Afghanistan, making victory elusive. So they talk about anxiety in Pakistan. They talk about how tough it would be to win in Afghanistan. And we have a fantastic guest coming up in our second hour. If you are sleepy-eyed, and I understand people work different shifts when they listen to the show, make sure that you download the second hour. Go to tunein.com. It's totally worth it because in our second hour, I'm talking to a guy who went deep undercover with the FBI, served in Vietnam for endless tours, was awarded 3 Purple Hearts, teaches Marines at Camp Lejeune, and has heard unbelievable stories from the Marines and says it's ridiculous to go back into Afghanistan with more troops, that it is unwinnable, and it's counterterrorism measures that would be far better to use and spend the dollars there instead of blood and bullets. If you listen to the last show, my theory was go in and vaporize them with the troops that you have. He says, no, that will not work. And he gives very specific reasons why. And you won't want to miss this interview. And again, it's coming up at the top of our, in our second segment of our second hour. All right, some other headlines. So that's some of what you would have seen in the New York Times. If we were to go to the San Francisco Chronicle, so some people would pick up the hard paper there, or, you know, do the .com thing. And in San Francisco, sure, they talk about national doings, but most of the focus is local. So they talk about the BART, which is their transit system. The BART pulls forecast for early completion of Silicon Valley extension because they've needed it for a long time, and finally they're getting that. Then there's a story, and this is a huge story, about the NBA and the Kyrie Isaiah deal that certainly changes the NBA landscape. As somebody who covers sports, and I've talked about sports on this show sometimes, it's a big deal because now you've got Kyrie Irving, who, of course, was playing with LeBron James in Cleveland, and now instead he's going to be in Boston. So how about that? So Kyrie Irving from Cleveland to the Celts for Isaiah Thomas, forward Jay Crowder also in that mix, and a couple of other scores in there, too. Wow. And they got that deal done, which is crazy. But in the end, the Cavaliers could end up with the better end of that deal, surprisingly. But one of the things that Kyrie Irving said is he did not want to He says he didn't want to play with LeBron James anymore. He wanted to be traded because who knows what happens with LeBron James basically in the next year. However, it doesn't matter. Now he's playing with a different team. So going to Boston, a huge deal, obviously. Another story that is part of what's featured on the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle is a story that also made big headlines kind of all over the place. Didn't matter if it was San Francisco or if it was New Orleans. It was Louise Linton and her Instagram post. So here's what the deal is. She's the new wife of the U.S. Treasury Secretary, and she's being criticized for a photo and response she posted on Instagram. And what it is the 36-year-old who is an actress. She played a role in a Lifetime movie about William and Kate, and she made news because she and her husband were deplaning on a trip to Kentucky for all the people listening to us in Kentucky. And, she was every bit the fashion model, I suppose. And she put hashtag day trip Kentucky, nicest people, beautiful countryside. Now, what's wrong with that if you live in Kentucky? But here's where she got into trouble. Tom Ford sunnies. Meaning she had Tom Ford sunglasses on, Hermes scarf. Oh, that seems to get everybody in trouble. Remember the Oprah kerfluncle? Valentino rock stud heels, Valentino USA. So, of course, she was blasted for that, for dropping in all these designer hints, not realizing, I'm certain, of what that would mean to some people and how I guess it would appear. Although that is small fish compared to everything else going on in the world, isn't it? Do we really care about that? Are we obsessed with the Treasury Secretary's wife and what she's putting out on Instagram? I got to say, I think there are just so many other concerns we have that we can kind of let that slide. I'm willing to let that slide if you're willing to let that slide. If we went to Chicago, so that would be the Midwest, Donald Trump was on the front page at the Phoenix rally. Trump blames the media for reaction to Charlottesville, so that same story being told with a slightly different slant. An interesting story that they had in the Chicago Tribune, which would be just all about Chicago, was they did 31 days of Chicago's best hot dog stands. And I guess JR's hot dogs, the best. Oh, my gosh, there's so many vegetables on it. I don't know how you even see the hot dog, but they have giant tomato wedges and cucumbers and onions and everything but the kitchen sink. And apparently this is one of the most popular stops. Hot dogs are big in Chicago. Listen, I spent a lot of time there. Stay with us.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many of you who are parents and who are hustling kids back to school, some of them have already been in school for a week. And actually, in the East, if you're listening to us, I know a lot of schools still start after Labor Day. It was the craziest thing for me when I moved to the South and realized, wow, the kids go back to school so early. They go back to school in August, but then, of course, they get out earlier because for us it was, boom, deadline. Right after Labor Day, you know, that's it. Then it's back to school. And it's kind of like that dreary march back to the classroom because, of course, we didn't want to go back to school. Now, I think it's a little bit different. I'll tell you what, I think kids would be given the day off if their parents should win the Powerball. Have you seen what this number is? You know, I talk about numbers on the show. $700 million. So the grand prize, that's the grand prize for Wednesday's drawing. It just keeps growing. the chances of picking all, I love saying this, the chances of picking all six winning Powerball numbers, just so you know, when you go and plunk down some money for your ticket, 1 in 292 million. And it's become even more difficult, very much more difficult, to win because of a rule change that came into effect in 2015, and of course the inclusion of more states. It also allowed, you know, more for there to be more money in the coffers, but it upped the chances. So to become the biggest in American history, it would have a long way to go. $1.6 billion, that was the biggest jackpot. You remember that? And that was just in 2016. And there were three people that that hit that. But somebody's got to win eventually, right? So somebody's going to be pretty happy if you figure even if you pay those taxes out. That is a very big number, especially if it was just one person. If it was one person, it's interesting because as this Powerball jackpot has grown to 700 million, and of course that's part of the buzz in the land, and I always say, what do we talk about on this show? We talk about what people are talking about, what the buzz is, and the buzz is about what happened in Charlottesville, the buzz is about the rally in Phoenix, and the media. Certainly, it's about the eclipse still and what happened with the eclipse and also about this lottery being so big. You had a former lottery worker who was sentenced to 25 years in prison for rigging the system in several states so he could collect the jackpots. Eddie Tipton was his name, and he got that maximum sentence. He told the court, "I regret my actions. It's difficult even saying that with all the people that I know behind me that I hurt." So he agreed to pay $2.2 million in restitution, including $1.1 million to the Colorado Lottery, over $600,000 to Oklahoma's Lottery, $391,000 to Wisconsin, you get the idea here, $30,000 to Kansas. And, you know, the judge asked him, "How do you intend to repay the money?" You know what he said? I don't know. He said, "I don't know." But they think he'll serve 3 to 4 years and then he'll be released and then he'll figure out a way to rig another one. Now he'll have to figure out a way to pay that money. He obviously tipped his hand, pardon the pun, but this started back in 2010 and there was a claim for a big lottery prize. And so when there's a weird claim and it doesn't sort of add up, they investigate. So that's kind of what started the whole thing. And once the door was cracked open, then I think some of this, the other lottery stuff kind of fell out. And then that's when he was just nailed and that was it. You know, now they've caught him and he does maybe that 3 to 4 years and then tries to figure out a way to pay it back, you know. So how about that? I think it's interesting. It's interesting you have the giant lottery and then you have the guy who squeezed the lottery. I mean, see, there's always a way to figure out how to cheat. So I really believe it. I hate that, right? But there's always someone smart enough that can outsmart the system. And that's what he did. He outsmarted the system until it was too late. And I have a theory. Once you get away, so once you go down that path, and once you get away with it, instead of just being satisfied with what you got away with, then you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and that's what happened there. And so now eventually you give people in law enforcement more time to catch up with you and catch on to the fact that something nefarious, I love that word, was going on, and that's exactly what happened. It's more time to figure out this isn't right. Then you start to put the dots together, and there's a pattern. You follow the pattern, and then it leads you to this guy Tipton, and then it's too late. He can't. There's no getting around it. Let's put it that way. Want some good news? Here's some good news for anyone who has a 401k. If you are lucky enough to have a 401k, because The good thing about that is money is being matched. Boy, it's unbelievable how much the stock market is shooting up. And it's shooting up, it is. I checked the stocks today, blue chip stocks, and I checked just across the board. The NASDAQ up, the S&P up, up, up. The Dow Jones up, up, up. So that's good news. If you have even a little bit of trinkets in the market, perhaps it's growing in some stock or somewhere. And hopefully you do. Hopefully that's part of that diversification. I am no stockbroker, as I'm fond of saying. However, especially if a company is matching something, it's a way to increase your wealth faster when you don't have a whole bunch of, you know, when you don't have a whole bunch of wealth, a whole bunch of money. So that sounded funny. When you don't have a whole bunch of money, it's a way to increase that. So the markets have been impressively high and soaring on positive news about tax reform. I think tax reform made that shoot up just, you know, just a little bit. Now, while that is happening on the positive side, I don't know how many of you bank at Wells Fargo, but they have to be a little concerned because Wells Fargo is saying it is nearing its completion of this analysis to try to find these instances where employees might have opened unauthorized customer accounts. So there could be more refunds. In a letter to employees, the CEO said the third-party analysis, they had to do that, would be done within a few weeks, and it covers from 2009 to 2016. And the number of customers involved will probably really grow. That means more headlines, more renewed coverage. And he's saying the best thing we can do is fix the problems, make things right for customers, and build a better, stronger Wells Fargo. Remember, there was the huge story that the company employees opened accounts for people that they had not authorized. And it's, of course, a huge black eye for the bank. And the scandal has dragged on and on and on. It has not gone away. Because you were talking about a whole bunch of money. So they've refunded about $5 million, and they've reached a $142 million class action suit as well. Because, of course, that's going to happen. It's because it was ridiculous what the amount of accounts that were opened. And the fact that now there are going to be even more accounts that are going to be announced. And in the case of Wells Fargo, when you have something like this happen, you're going to see that the board of directors is going to be shaken up a bit. And that's exactly what happened. And what's interesting is, the former Federal Reserve governor, her name is Elizabeth Duke, is the vice chairman, and she becomes the first woman to hold a top board spot at one of the biggest banks, and that will happen. She's going to jump in and succeed the former chairman and CEO of General Mills, who joined the board in 2003. And if all this sounds like blah, 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 gobbledygook, it is actually a big deal because now she's going to be charged with taking the run on this and really helping along with that board to turn things around because you've got some embarrassing things that have happened. Incentives, the top executives, the clawback payments, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, if you're a customer and this is your money and they've screwed up the auto loans, they charged you for auto insurance and you didn't know it, you're fuming. Do you really want to keep your money there? And that's what Wells Fargo is tasked with. It's a very tough task. Hang with us.
did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And the best as we round this final corner for this hour of America Tonight. Coming up in our second hour, and I hope you hang with us. If you don't, download that second hour. Great Forbes Books at Bedtime, where we're talking to Doug Davis from Intel about the self-driving car. Also, a conversation in the beginning of the hour in our second segment with the man who served again and again and again in Vietnam, was the recipient of 3 Purple Hearts, is teaching Marines at Camp Lejeune, went deep undercover with the FBI, fascinating man, and he also has some real good intel about Afghanistan and says it's not winnable. It's about cybersecurity and what we're learning and what we know and where that investment needs to go. Plus, we'll deep dive into the mailbag. A ton of mail, let's put it that way. All right, this is sad. How about this? He was so happy I saw a picture of him. He had a heart transplant. Oh, he looks so happy. Peyton West. And his family was thrilled. He survived a heart transplant in March. And he spent the past 5 months living a, really what would be called, as his family said, a full life. He had a passion for Mexican food. Soccer was his favorite sport. He watched the FC Cincinnati team. And his heart donor, it was his heart donor's favorite sport, too. So that was so interesting, I guess. And anyway, he was kind of a goofy kid, exciting. People knew about his story, and he went to his first day of school. He was excited about that. And he died on his first day of school. Oh. And his heart just gave out unexpectedly. His first day of eighth grade, his funeral is scheduled for Wednesday, and they think 13-year-old Peyton West is going to have one incredible send-off. And his parents were so gracious because they were so happy that he was able to get the transplant and have the kind of time that he had in those 5 months. He was born with a hypoplastic left heart syndrome is what it's called. So you're missing the left side of your heart. Can you imagine? So instead of having two ventricles like the rest of us, you know, that ba-boom, ba-boom, you have one ventricle. So he had a bunch of surgeries and nearly died. And he was incredibly lucky to get that heart transplant. And that's a sad story, but there is some happiness, I think, in the middle of that because of how big he lived. All right, this is a sad story because of what happened, but it has an ending where the right justice, I think, was meted out. On Monday, a jury awarded a California woman $417 million because she developed ovarian cancer. She had used Johnson & Johnson's baby powder for decades. She gets $70 million in compensatory damages, $347 in punitive damages. She was using the powder as part of a regular routine since she was 11 years old. She stopped in 2016 when she read a story about another woman who used it and had ovarian cancer. So there have been a lot of cases like this, and some of the verdicts were against Johnson & Johnson, and some of them were dismissed. And I guess, you know, ultimately, she said there, and they testified to this, there hadn't been a warning label on the product. And if she had had one, she said she would have stopped using it. And so the ruling was against Johnson & Johnson, you know, because of it. But they're going to begin the appeals process in California. So who knows if that will stick or not and how long that whole appeals thing will take. Could take a while, let's put it that way. Let's move over to another one. And this one is, I think this is a great story because in Colorado they've been having problems with this. So Colorado is going to protect road crews with a self-driving truck because they're trying to figure out how to lure self-driving car development in their borders anyway, and they're jumping ahead by having this autonomous truck to help the crews. They're going to use the crash truck to shadow the road crews, and it can kind of protect the workers from being struck by the speeding cars. It's a pretty interesting way to use it. Crash trucks are a staple, of course, on U.S. highways if you look around, and there is somebody that is tasked with driving the crash truck behind a road crew that may be mowing, painting lines, doing other maintenance. And, you know, that's kind of a dangerous job, obviously, because the risk of being at the wheel of a slow kind of moving truck that crawls, that maybe crashed into a car going 75 miles an hour. But here's the part. In Colorado, there were 21,898 crashes, 171 fatalities in work zones between 2000 and 2014. So by having this truck and letting people know about it, it may stop some of that. I think that's awesome that they're trying to do it. And it mirrors the movements of the car, vehicle, whatever, in front of it. And it's got this radio waves system. That's how they do it. The company that does it makes the autonomous vehicles for the U.S. Army. And they supply the technology for the truck. Now, a crash truck costs about $150,000, but the self-driving costs about $300,000. So not cheap to get this acquisition. However, if it works, and a lot of signs point to this being successful, it protects the lives of all those road crews that are constantly in precarious situations on some of those mountainous roads, and the way people are driving, coming, flying around the corner and whatnot. So I think that is a good thing. And then how about this? Sometimes you can cross party lines. Chelsea Clinton defended Barron Trump. She was on Twitter and talking about this article that criticized the president's youngest son, his what the article called fashion choices. And so there were all kinds of stories about that. And Chelsea Clinton said, "It's high time the media and everyone leave Barron Trump alone and let him have the private childhood he deserves." She knows because she was in that situation. I mean, listen, he was 10 years old in January when his father, became president. And you get this massive scrutiny, which now, of course, he has to start a new school next month. And other families have had to go through this, but good for Chelsea Clinton for tweeting that out. It is ridiculous. He should have some space and be allowed to just be a kid in a new school, no less. And already it's not normal, as we know, but it's as normal as it can be. So if he is casual in his choices, we had shorts and a T-shirt on. He's 10. Isn't he allowed to wear shorts, for goodness sake? I don't know. I'm just saying. Is he supposed to be suited up when he's in the White House? Now, that is ridiculous. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.